Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. All right, we've given you all of our division winners, Super Bowl winners, who's in the title game, et cetera, et cetera. Now it's time for the spicy, bold predictions.
Hey, before that, I think you guys would look better giving your bold prediction in these.
Ooh, I like this. This is
a curveball.
Our
annual bit.
Swag alert. Here comes Mike Maher.
We changed it up a little bit this year.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We've got a curveball.
Got a drum roll? Drum roll,
yeah,
kicks?
Yeah, sure. I can do that.
Should we thank our guy Chuck Lee? I'm assuming.
Ooh, crew neck. I like. I don't have a lot of crew necks.
I like that.
I'm feeling that. Junkies with the crab with the football as its body, yes, in the middle
XL,
of the logo.
Yeah, we have a 2XL.
You got to feel
the quality too.
Are they nice and soft?
Yes,
on the inside?
These are probably the best ones that we've had in the four
Show
years
the
we're
camera.
Doing this.
It didn't catch Mike.
I need an XL. Give JP a small because he's wearing a small Terry McLaurin jersey. So ship him the
small.
Are
you telling me it's not form fitting?
No, JP, it's fine. I'm just goofing
that's
on
that's not
you.
How jerseys are supposed to look.
No,
it's supposed to look big.
No, males.
He looks like he's wearing a jersey dress.
Males in America don't wear smalls. You're bucking a trend. That's all.
I'm hey,
large.
How soft does that feel?
I know. It's nice.
Beige and cream are too hot. They're hot colors right
beige
now.
Beige and
hot.
Cream? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Look, anyone under the Mars age is always wearing
those colors. We really have to thank Chuck. He stepped up.
Chucky.
Drab gave him a design. He kind of ran with it.
Thank you,
and
buddy.
Did his own,
the crab kickoff.
Did his own graphic for it.
That's
get
awesome.
The AS. Did the printing. They do a lot of printing of Stanley's T-shirts.
Get that
anything
Stanley.
You want.
I need to hit up Chuck about Raspberry. I need to hit up Chuck.
He'll take care of Raspberry. And also, he's opening Hyde Social soon in Clarendon. It's a upscale lounge type bar.
Nice. Are you gonna be the official? Are you gonna be
bouncer? I might be a bouncer. I might have to moonlight as a bouncer.
Yeah,
but it's Clarendon's stylish new hangout. Hyde Social.
All right. Gotcha.
Follow him on
Thank
social.
You.
I've
Thank
got
you very
three
much,
layers
Chuck.
On. I don't know how long I can do three layers, but it feels so good.
Yeah. Chuck's
it
always very
great.
Good to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much,
Chucky.
Chuck
Raspberry
Lee.
Next week. We gotta try to get it hooked up.
All right, so let's get into our bold predictions. Don't forget, at 9:20, we will have a discussion, a debate, a healthy debate about who to pick in the Circus Survivor Pool. We'll do that at 9:20. But now it's time for bold predictions. Jason, lead off.
Oh, okay. All right, I got two. My first one is Bryce Young is comeback player of the year in the NFL.
Okay.
Terrible year last year. 11 touchdowns, 10 picks. Completion percentage at 59%.
Gross.
Total yardage was 2877. Sacked 62 times.
Oh, wow. That's Sam Howell-like.
Yeah. They went out and they got some help, you know, and they got some more guys to throw to, including Deontay Johnson.
Love
they improved
him.
The offensive line. I think he comes back, throws like 22, 23 touchdowns, and has a much better year. Comeback player of the year.
Like it.
My second one,
mm-hmm.
You know it's coming. Jimmy G replaces Matt Stafford at about week 8 and leads the Rams to a wild card spot.
Okay, are you doing a bit now, or is this... I do Jimmy, like the Jimmy G.
Jimmy
bit.
G. No, come, no. He replaces an injured Matt Stafford.
An injured.
Oh, yeah, an injured Matt
Not
Stafford.
Not because they've given up on his talent.
No.
Okay.
An injured Matt
injury.
Stafford.
Okay, that makes sense.
And Jimmy G, and he leads the Rams to a wild card spot. There you go.
Okay.
By the way, I just sent you my Survivor plays.
Oh, thank you, sir.
My bold predictions. So the Los Angeles Chargers last season finished 5-12.
Mm-hmm.
Whacked their coach. They finished dead last last year. Brought in Harbaugh. I'm a Harbaugh mark.
You're a Stan.
Big I'm a little bit
Harbaugh
of a Stan
over there.
I mean, all he does is win every place
that
he goes.
True.
All I do is win.
Now, they got rid of their receivers.
Yep, all of them.
But our guy Dave Richard says Josh Palmer's pretty good.
That's his mega sleeper.
I saw they're turning a defensive tackle into a fullback.
Mm-hmm.
Changed his number to 44. They're going to pound the football.
Yeah.
Got rid of Austin Eckler because they're like, you're too small. You're too old.
Yeah.
We're going to run the rock. My bold prediction is that they will not only make the playoffs, they will win a playoff game.
Ooh. Okay. Seems a little spicy.
Lurch.
Yeah.
This you gave me about 2 ounces of this 10% beer. I feel a little tipsy. I'm not kidding.
It's 9.5.
It's
yeah.
powerful.
Also, you're sleepy.
Hey, you know what?
Now I'm going to be sleepy all day.
EB, drink three of those in about an hour span, and that
you're
was
on
me
the
last
floor.
Night.
What? Yeah. I mean, I barely slept last night.
It was like
night.
Me taking the Zen.
Yeah.
What'd you do last night?
I had my friends from Tampa in town.
Hey, you're partying until 2 in the morning?
Well, we didn't get home till like 9.
They're not rooting for the Bucks this weekend, are they? Your friends from Tampa?
I don't think they really care, but... I don't think they care. They're hockey people.
Ah, okay.
Right, and they're like,
all right, my second bold prediction, I think Caleb Williams is going to light up the league, and he's going to have 35 touchdown passes or more.
Wow.
35 as a rookie?
35 as a rookie.
That's bold.
That is bold. When's the last time a rook passed for 35 touchdowns? Has it ever happened?
Haven't studied it. Don't know.
It may have never happened.
It's not supposed to be the normal predictions.
No,
it's
I
bold
like it.
Predictions.
I like you're going big over there, JP.
What did Dan Marino throw for his rookie year?
I'd have to look it up.
I thought Baker had at one point.
Actually, his second year, he threw almost 50.
Yeah.
Herbert threw 31 past the 27 by Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
All right, so that's the record?
31, Herbert. Yeah.
The thing that would get me nervous about it is if you look at last year's league leaders in touchdowns.
Yeah.
I mean, Mahomes kind of had a down year, right?
Well, touchdowns
you
were
had
down
Dak with 36.
Yeah.
So that was it. Only one guy did it last year. Dak with 36.
I like it.
All right, my turn?
Yep, you're up.
All right. The much maligned but reportedly improved cornerback Emmanuel Forbes leads the team in interceptions, and that's
right.
not a big bold thing because he's one of the starting quarterbacks. But I'll say it was six or more.
That's bold. That's
bold. How many did he have as a rook?
I don't know.
Did he have one or
I
two?
I mean, everyone just thinks he sucks. So I'm right, saying, is that not bold enough?
No, I think that's great. That's plenty bold.
All right, and then my other one.
I would have bet $1 million you were going to do a Commanders play.
Well, that's all I care about. My other one will be to counter JP. I'm going to say Jaden Daniels stays healthy, starts, this is with Jason, all 17 games, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Starts and stays healthy, all 17 games,
oof.
And wins Rookie of the Year.
Mm. Like it.
That's my bold prediction.
That's
bold. Okay. Forbes had one pick as a rookie.
Yeah, I'm going to say he leads the team.
All right.
It's not really that bold, but I'm going to say it with six or more. He's the poor man's Bland of this team.
But is Jaden Daniels for Rookie of the Year that bold? I mean, he's like the second favorite.
Well, he's got to stay healthy to do it.
17 games is
I think he's going to start 17
games. That's tough to do for a running
quarterback. I mean, it might not be that bold, but for me, it's bold.
All right, I've got three bold predictions. First, Sam Darnold turns in a career year leading the Vikings offense. Oh, he throws for
that's bold.
4,000-plus yards
oh my God.
And 28 touchdowns.
That's way bolder
And the
than
Vikings
me.
Flirt with a playoffs bid, fall just short.
Go look at he has KOC as his OC.
Go look at what guys like head coach. Trash like Nick Mullins do in this offense.
All right.
They go out and they rack up yardage and touchdowns.
All right.
When I saw Justin Jefferson's numbers with Kirk and anybody else, there's not much of a difference.
Yeah. Because KOC knows how to run an air raid style offense.
Well, when Darnold starts throwing picks like two a week, he's going to go
to... this is going to be a cold prediction instead of a bold prediction. That's the way this works.
All right, let's go to Valdez and his death prediction.
He's got two more.
Are you that hammered? He said he's got three.
EB, you'll like this one.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels is a monster as a rookie. Rushes for 750 yards. Accounts for 32 total touchdowns, rushing and receiving as a rookie.
Well, that's rookie
I mean
of
rushing
the year
and
too.
Throwing.
So you're thinking rookie of the year.
Well, that's Pro Bowl.
Yeah,
he's got him receiving.
That's why he's got it in bold. You know what?
I typed it wrong.
He's got it in bold throwing, predictions because he knows it's not going to happen.
Throwing and rushing. 32 total touchdowns.
I think he's going to be a baller.
And my final bold prediction: Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill, they will combine for 3,500 receiving yards as the Dolphins make a playoff spot.
1,700 each? 1,750?
Ish. Yeah, wow. I mean, Tyreek had basically 1,800 last year.
Wow.
And Tua can sling it. So I think they're both going to go
Tua's going to be MVP.
It depends on if Waddle can stay on the field.
Got a lot of MVPs.
He has some issues staying on the field.
I hope you are correct on that.
All right, now we go behind the glass. Bold predictions.
Where are we going to go? Let's go to the afterthought first. Let's go to Mike Marr.
All right, we're going to start in São Paulo, Brazil tomorrow night. Howie Roseman will have Nick Sirianni held for ransom if the Packers pummel the Eagles.
They're just leaving behind there in Brazil.
All right.
All right.
All right.
He's holding for ransom.
Doing shtick. He's a
that seems like something about the Eagles.
Yeah. He's a protege. He had a Valdez protege.
He was given that.
Yeah.
All right. Second prediction, Mike Tomlin will go below 500 for the first time as Steelers head coach. 17 seasons above 500 so far.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Like it.
I think it's 500 or better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not above 500.
So he's saying he's going to go below
for
the first time?
Yeah.
Okay.
A losing record.
And then to round it out, Jaden Daniels will break the single-game rookie rushing record, which is 138 yards by RG3 in 2012.
Oh, that would give me chub.
I'd be walking around
I'll have a big eggplant in my pants.
A bump in my pants.
See, RG3 popped off a little bit. He was upset because ESPN fired him, which, okay. Yeah. He at first was very grateful and thankful.
Yeah. Now.
But they hired one of the McCourties, I think. And now I think he feels cited like he got replaced. Oh,
okay.
He did.
Well, they're more likable. That's what it comes down to. People didn't like working with RG3.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that's why they fired him, but maybe it is.
I'm not saying that's the only reason. Mm-hmm. I think it's part of it.
Yeah. I'm guessing it has a lot to do with the social media.
No.
So they fired Ponder as well.
All right, Valdez, bold predictions from you, sir.
All right. Jaden Daniels will receive more MVP votes than C.J. Stroud did his rookie season.
Nice.
How many did C.J. Stroud receive?
He had 4 points.
Okay.
Of MVP votes.
Okay.
So
I like it.
A lot of Jaden bets.
There's a lot
here.
Of Jaden love.
Yeah, I like.
So
it.
So he just has to get five or more points.
Okay.
In the system.
All right.
All right. Bold prediction number two.
Yeah.
An in-game coaching gaffe will trigger EB to call for Dan Quinn to quote turn your stupid backwards hat around.
Ooh, I like that. I do like that.
Hey, I like that he wears a backwards hat. I'm not going to kill him for that.
I thought you were going to get me for something I've said before, but this is good. I like it. You're projecting, really.
He'll botch a timeout.
Yeah.
He'll Try to go for a fourth down and get stuffed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then you'll come in the next day.
You're going to be so
and
bitter.
And you're going to be bitter because you're in the throngs of a playoff push.
Yes.
And you're going to say, that MFing loser turned your hat around.
Right. Because I'm okay with backwards hats, except when you're a head coach. Yeah. Big head coaches, you wear them straight.
And then this is gratuitous. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift's sex tape will emerge on September 28th.
Okay. Impossible, but I love it.
Is that the date of that supposed breakup?
That's the supposed breakup date.
Yeah, according to their contract. Dude, the alleged contract.
The lawsuit. Like, imagine if he secretly taped Taylor and then he leaked it.
He would be the poorest guy on the planet.
He would be, yeah.
he would be sued for every last
penny. But if that tape came out. That would blow away.
I've stopped doing that ever since it almost came true with DeMar.
Yeah. Oh, you felt bad.
Yeah. Poor taste. That would blow away like the Kim K tapes.
Oh, yeah.
Taylor Swift?
Oh, that would be the biggest one ever.
I don't think she's that hot, but I think it's the popularity would be insane. Yeah. Yeah.
It almost be up there with what's the nubs one you watched with the guy, the dog barking in the background.
Oh, Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid. That was hilarious. Yeah. That's the most amateur porno tape ever.
You love amateurs though.
I do like amateurs.
Weren't they wearing like weird masks?
Wearing masks. Yeah. He was all gross.
Is he with us anymore?
Randy Quaid still alive.
He is?
Yeah. I think he might have like testified recently.
His career is dead, but he's still alive. Yeah.
Or did you say Hulk Hogan takes a phone call in the middle of it?
Yeah, yeah. Nick calls him in the middle of poning. Bubba Love Sponge's wife.
And did he stop poning?
Yeah, he stopped poning and go take the phone call from Nick.
Hey, brother, I gotta take this call!
I do remember that guy had a Louisville Slugger. Holy smokes.
Yeah. Steroids didn't hurt that part.
I didn't do any number on him. No.
Yeah, he's good.
I think steroids made it bigger.
Yeah. Imagine what he was without steroids, maybe. Wow. Yeah, he
all right, Drabby, bold predictions.
I will stick with the MVP theme. Joe Burrow becomes the third unanimous MVP in NFL history, only done by Tom Brady and Lamar.
Ooh. Okay, like that.
That's my on-field bold and my off-field. In January, it will be announced at the age of 72 that Bill Belichick is a new father.
Oh, that's a
great one.
Really, he's on Instagram now.
I saw that Instaface. I saw that. Yeah, that's great.
Can he influence? You know
what? That's a great prediction.
Thank you.
It's a great prediction. That's a good one.
All right, so those are our NFL predictions and bold predictions. When we come back, we are going to figure out who we're taking in week one of the Circa Survivor Pool. We're going to try to win like $9 million.
Legit on the line.
If we can stay alive, we will do that next here on The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because the DirecTV ESPN standoff thing is still a thing.
Mm-hmm. Still? Yes, it is.
All right. And I need to cancel my service, my temporary service, whatever it is, and by today.
Your YouTube TV?
I don't know what it is, but is it gonna be like resolved. Broadcast on regular TV starting tomorrow?
Isn't tomorrow on Peacock?
Is what gonna be on regular TV?
The U.S. Open.
Oh,
no!
I thought you were talking about the NFL games.
I'm not worried about the NFL games.
I think it's ESPN.
Yeah, ESPN or ABC, right? But it says ESPN or ESPN. But I don't know. I don't understand.
You're in a tizzy.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
What is the broadcast network for tomorrow night's game?
Peacock.
So it is Peacock.
Yes. See, if you don't
see
have Peacock
the Packers
yet,
against the Eagles,
you better get Peacock or you better go out to your local watering hole to watch the game.
Is tonight Amazon?
Tonight is... No, it's NBC. And Peacock.
Tonight's NBC.
NBC broadcast.
Usually Thursday night is Amazon during the season, right?
But I think
or did
this
that
is,
switch over?
I think this is Sunday
it's
night
one-off?
Football, Thursday night edition.
Got you.
Is the way it's branded.
Got you.
Yeah. So it's Sunday night football on Thursday.
So it's a one-off.
It's an NBC product.
Right. Yeah, I'm
there
seeing NBC Peacock.
All right, so we need to put our heads together and figure out which team we're picking to survive through week one. And, oh, by the way, we're not playing for $9 million. We're playing for nearly $12 million in the Circa Survivor Pool.
All right. And
that
people,
prize pool
people can chime in. It is Open Line Thursday, presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors. Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. 1-800-636-1067. I got to say, I'm influenced on theory. So our pal Stoner from Ref the District,
yep.
He sent me a couple of messages. I think he won a Survivor pool last year, and he gave me his methodology.
All right. He gave you the blueprint? I'd like to hear
and
it.
And I don't know if he's okay
Here's
with
the
me
blueprint.
Sharing it,
you
but
I'm
going to
get lucky as hell.
Yeah. He said, number one, don't ever save a team.
Okay. Well, that's sure. I'm cool with that.
Mm.
Number two, he says, computers are smart.
Yep.
Go with the highest probability.
Okay.
So when you look at spreads, you look at those, you know, computer models, go with the highest probability, and then preferably pick a team that's at home.
Yep.
And then if it comes down to it, the better quarterback. And when I look at all of those things
we
for week one,
do that, I feel like
I'm going to go with the Bengals. The Bengals take on the Patriots. The Patriots. Jacoby Brissett, nice story, whatever. He basically lost his job in the preseason to Drake May.
Right.
The head coach said Drake May played better than Jacoby Brissett, but he was going to go with Jacoby Brissett anyway because they know they're going to take their lumps. The Patriots know that the early part of the season, they're likely to lose at least three of their first four games. So I'm going to go with the Bengals. Regardless, it doesn't matter to me whether Jamar Chase is there or not.
Bengals
so the
win
Bengals
at home.
Are I the think... biggest favorite on the board. They're laying 8.5 points against the New England Patriots. And another team with a pretty good spread that's playing at home that I really like. I love the Drab Hawks this week. They're laying 6. They've got a rookie quarterback making his first start in Bo Nix coming on the road. Now, I have a little issue with the fact that Bo Nix, he looks pretty good in training camp. Mm-hmm. And he's Sean Payton's handpicked guy. And that's a Super Bowl winning coach. He knows what he's doing. He saw Russell Wilson, the way he couldn't run a system or didn't want to run a system, and said, you're out. He went and got his guy. I think Bo Nix is capable, is going to hit the ground running.
Hasn't Geno been banged up in the preseason a little bit?
I don't think they're
playing
worried about
much.
He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
He's going to be okay. They're raving about Kenneth Walker in Seattle. Ryan Grubb's going to go downfield. He's going to open up DK Metcalf.
You've been dropping Ryan Grubb the last couple weeks.
I can't
like he's
stop
some
it.
Super known offensive coordinator.
JSN's
I'm not saying he's not great.
JSN will have a breakout year because Tyler Lockett just wakes up. He goes, oh, my knee's swollen. It hurts.
I've got him on one of my teams. I was thinking about starting.
I love the offense. But I also like Cincinnati, too, because the only sticking point there is Jacoby Brissett is capable. We saw him come in relief last year here in Washington, and he actually looked pretty good in spurts.
Yep.
I'm going back and forth between the Bengals and the Seahawks.
I got a little nugget for you.
All right.
Vegas has the Seahawks now as 6-point favorites against Denver.
Yep.
Seattle is 5-0 in their last 5 home openers when favored by 6-plus points.
New coach.
You're like lobbying that. For your Seahawks? Or are you just giving him objective information?
By the way, do we know, do the boys behind the glass have a separate Circa play? Because last year there were two separate entities.
No, we're the broke boys. We don't have $1,000.
Okay.
We're in the survivor pool.
So you're chimers.
We're chimers.
So the other benefit to the Seahawks will be going against a lot of the field. Because I think everybody's going to be on Cincinnati.
Probably.
That's a number.
But that's kind of like saving a team.
If you look at the schedule, there aren't a lot of teams that kind of jump off the page.
I know. This is a tough week to pick.
I'll tell you one you haven't mentioned yet that I kind of like is the Bills.
Kind of like them too. Kyler kind of scares me a little bit.
He does.
Even though it's a road game.
I don't love any of these games, to be honest with you.
I feel like
you say that every week.
No, my criteria is a lot like what you said, JP. Number one.
I lifted it from Chris Stone. Yeah. Okay, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but you kind of use the same one. You like a team at home. Mm-hmm. You like the better quarterback situation. You like betting against a backup quarterback, essentially. Right? Those are the top three.
Yeah.
I do like Seattle. I kind of threw those out, those games out. When we were talking about it a couple weeks ago, there was like 3 or 4 games I really liked, but Cincy just kind of jumps off the page. Chase is going to play.
We have to go Bengals.
Can I ask why this spread is so low?
Why do I feel like they started slow, though, either last year or the year before? I need to look at the Bengals.
Are we snoozing?
Week by week last year.
I feel like this line should be bigger. The Saints are only laying 4 against the Panthers in New Orleans. That's a little tantalizing, though the spread is lower. And what if Carolina under Dave Canales just looks completely different on offense? The Saints are my third pick.
You're talking about last year, JP. They started off slow.
Yes.
They lost. They got pummeled by Cleveland and they lost by 3 to Baltimore.
They started off 0-2 last year.
But they were playing Cleveland and Baltimore.
Okay.
Is that the game Burrow threw 3 interceptions?
I think so.
Week 1?
He threw for 82 yards in week 1.
Who was that against? The Browns?
That was against the Browns, and then you guys beat them.
Then I think the year before that, they started off very slow against the Steelers.
Yeah, I'm trying to look up 2022 right now.
I think the Steelers went into Cincy and housed them.
They beat them. Well, they beat them in overtime, 23-20. Yep. So they've lost the last 2 years with Burrow. They've lost their first 2 games.
Gets me a little nervous.
Theory.
I don't love that.
I like.
But again, you were playing Cleveland.
Yeah, a division rival.
Much better defense. You were playing Baltimore, much better team. You were playing Pittsburgh. Now Pittsburgh was, and Dallas. Now you're playing the Patriots with Brissett. I like Cincy.
I like the Bengals. I think that's the safest play. I don't like any of them. I don't love it.
800-636-1067.
No digs. Yeah. Like, I do have questions. What's that going to be like?
I'm worried about Kyler with Harrison Jr. and McBride. Like, that team can actually score, and James Conner is a capable running back. They're They're not a pushover.
By the way, it's not a $9 million question. It's a $12 million question.
I know. Yeah, it's big.
$12 million question.
It's a lot.
Every
it's
week.
It's a lot of dough.
Wait a second. I have
a feeling we're going to bow it early.
Have the Bengals started 0-2 the last two seasons?
Yes.
I don't love that. And probably no Ja'Marr Chase.
Why? He's practicing.
I think he's going to play.
He didn't sign
a
contract.
Have a deal yet.
So he's still under contract.
Time.
It was a light practice.
It's freaking Thursday.
Why was he playing? Why was he practicing then?
Yeah, why is he practicing? He's practicing to be ready.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
All right.
Punching a few holes in the Cincinnati Bengals pick.
I'm still sticking.
Look, you can punch holes
my top choice.
Nobody likes the Saints laying four against.
Don't like it.
You don't like that?
I don't like Derek Carr.
I don't like him either.
So I don't like betting on.
I'm not putting
S-teams.
Week one into.
You're asking me to bet on an
he
S-team.
Might win, but I'm not putting week one into Derek Carr.
Can you imagine betting $12 million on a poop team? It's crazy.
Well, they're playing the poopiest team in the Carolina.
We don't know. This year's the great unknown. Everything. Every year.
Here's
different.
Another one we haven't really talked about: Chargers at home against Vegas.
Don't know what to get.
Yeah.
What to expect? I mean, I'm.
I think
in my bold predictions, I got the Chargers winning a playoff game. But do I deep down believe it enough to bet on them the first week?
It's a 3-point spread, and Minshew Mania could just have a crazy game.
Yeah, but you got Herbert. Herbert's a better quarterback.
Smash him last year?
Maybe, but it's a totally different season.
I think he is a good coach. The former Skins linebacker. The Raiders guy.
Oh, Antonio Pierce. Yeah.
I think he's a good coach.
Yeah, but I mean... I don't know. I think the Chargers is the play, but I'm not saying I'd use them in week one Survivor. It's just one of those games I looked at.
Yeah.
All right. If the listeners want to weigh in, 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines.
This is a $12 million decision every week.
It's a critical.
That we can survive.
So critical.
12 milli. I just want to make it a few weeks and then just cave and sell our ticket or something.
I'm sure we're going to sell our ticket after 3 weeks.
I think we're going to lose week one.
Could you have your hand down your pants more? I mean, it's a show.
Jason, the Raiders, I know it's a totally different team, but the Raiders beat the Chargers in their last matchup.
Yeah.
63-21.
I'm not endorsing that. We're not taking that game.
That's totally different.
That was with Aiden O'Connell at the helm, throwing four touchdown passes. I can't touch that Chargers game.
No, stay far, far away.
I'd be okay with, personally... I'd be okay with the Buffalo play.
Yeah.
I prefer the Bengals play.
I
would not endorse the Saints play. No. And what was the other one that was thrown out there?
The Seahawks.
I don't really love the Seahawks, but Drab kind of sold me with the 5-0.
I guess I can hold.
I'd hold my nose on Seahawks.
Play the Bengals this week.
I think.
By the way, when you were talking about the Chargers Raiders last year, when Herbert played the Raiders, he beat them. When the Raiders beat the Chargers 63-21, Easton Stick was the quarterback. Okay.
You have to take that into consideration.
Okay. Fair point.
That's a pretty big, yeah.
Now, they did, allow big six, that, they did allow 63.
I didn't know that Justin Herbert played defense.
That's true, but they gave up on the season was over.
What was Khalil Mack doing?
That was
he's sick day off?
Now, since he losing back-to-back the first 2 years, or the last 2 years, in the first 2 weeks... Kind of concerned.
It's a little disconcerting.
If you want to chime in again, 800-636-1067. I just out of curiosity, I'd like to hear the peanut gallery back here, the Broke Boys. I want to hear what the Broke
I do
Boys.
Like the Broke Boys.
Are you
nickname.
Guys doing the Nubs pool? I thought I heard something about $110.
We're in a Nubs
pool. You're in the kiddie pool.
Yeah, we're in the kiddie pool.
But you know what?
Kiddie pool down the street.
Adult swims over there.
I think the payout's going to be silly.
That's good.
All right, but what do you guys like? What are the Broke Boys?
Is that
like?
Our backup pool that we did last year after we got bounced?
You gotta be on that's really so funny.
We shouldn't joke because we'll be in that pool before we know it.
Come on in. The water's warm.
Don't get me wrong. I heard them say $110. I was like, isn't that what we did the second go round?
Yeah.
I actually wish we did that the first go round.
I think they're going to take Seattle.
I kind of like Seattle. And plus, I'm a Ronald McDonald fan. Mike McDonald.
Hey, remind me when you guys did the big boy pool last year.
Yeah.
Because there were two entities last year. It was us
and it was the boys behind the glass. Now, we all lost. They all ended up in the same spot. They lost first week.
They lost in the first week.
That's right.
They took
the same things that your bullet points at JP went over.
We took the Minnesota Vikings over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Vikings at home. And you know what the rationale was?
He's going to ask, what's that?
It was known. What do we like?
Better quarterback.
Known quantities. We know what Kirk Cousins is. We don't know what Baker is, really. No. So
tough one.
It doomed us.
Let me ask a question. Collectively, why aren't we fading our pick each week?
I don't know.
You should be.
Because you're going to make money either way.
Yeah.
Yes, you should be.
Right, we should do that.
I mean, if the Patriots are plus 330.
Right.
So if we all put, you know.
We're not going to make money either way. Because you could lose your faded pick. All right. I mean, eventually, maybe.
No, you martingale it.
You got to keep putting up more money. Oh, okay. But see, here's the thing. You're going to make money because a lot of the teams you're betting on fading our picks are going to be underdogs. So they're going to be getting money. Like, Patriots are plus 330.
And technically, you could middle it, too. The Bengals win by three.
Yeah,
you could win both bets.
All right, hold on.
How are we doing? We're not doing the ranking thing. We're just all kind of collectively. What if you both took Seattle and we took Cincinnati?
Then we'll have to rank them second go around.
Okay.
All right. The ranking will be the tiebreaker.
Or you do the revote. Didn't we do that last time? Second round of voting to see if somebody changes.
Try to bully someone.
Right.
All right. Let's take some calls when we come back.
Yeah.
Although no one's called.
No one's interested. 800-636-1067.
People are interested in Survivor.
The MGM National Harbor Lister lines. Give us some Survivor tips. Maybe we'll listen to your advice. Maybe we won't. We'll do that pick when we come back. And before we're done today, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco at Capital One Arena. So keep listening for your chance to win. In a world where every mission is critical, where security and precision are paramount, one small business stands ready. OSI Federal, a service-disabled, veteran-owned small business, is your trusted partner in mission-critical IT solutions. With unparalleled expertise and unwavering commitment, OSI Federal understands the urgency of your IT needs. From cybersecurity to seamless integrations, visit osifederal.com today and discover why OSI Federal is the choice for federal government agencies and systems integrators alike. OSI Federal. Empowering your mission with precision and excellence.
I've been waiting all day to go to sleep by 9. What a time to be alive is here. The Prep Kickoff Show is kicking into high gear. The Junks have arrived, come on, get up and cheer. Hey, Dom's, it's a fact, the show's back in town. Survival bullfights and a nasty showdown. Jimmy Buffett is rocking, time to crank up the sound. It's NFL Bowl Prediction Day. And Dave Richard has Jason's fantasy plays. I've been waiting all day to go to sleep by 9. I'll T-ball the game and just watch highlights. And Crap Kickoff Show.
Richmond John with the intro from last year. That's very well done. We appreciate that. Had to break that out on the fourth annual Crab Kickoff.
We're
toward the end of the show. 800-636-1067 is the number. We're still trying to figure out our Survivor pick. We have not made a pick yet. We're not at a consensus.
By the way, a lot of people were tweeting me that I should be paying Richmond John because he helped my wife.
Yes.
At an event for her company.
Yeah.
Yep.
All I did was intro Richmond John to my wife and that company. Mm. Why am I supposed to pay? Doesn't make sense.
I don't work for that company. It doesn't have to be you specifically.
But
somebody needs to make him whole.
Yes.
In my opinion, at least. I don't want to speak for the room, but like, I mean, the guy's traveling from Richmond doing a gig and getting nothing to show for it.
Did you look out for your guy, Richmond John, though? Did you say, hey, babe, I'll introduce you. Make sure he gets paid, though.
Correct. Yes, I did.
Well, you didn't get paid.
No, because I think that there's something happening there behind the scenes. Mm. Did he get paid like a check that day? No, he did not.
Mm. All right.
You should have got
the saga continues.
I hope Richmond John makes whatever.
But he's very talented.
You don't care.
He is talented. Richard John, if he gets money, he deserves it.
But at the end of the day,
I don't care.
Right.
I don't remember playing that. John. We played that intro every week last year.
That's actually really good.
Yeah, it's very well done.
Yeah, he's super talented.
Impressive.
No, that was the crap kickoff song.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones.
All right, let's
go. We'll try to get some input from the listeners. I don't know if it's going to sway us off of our positions, but can't hurt.
All right.
Go to Alex, DC. Alex, who do you like this week? It's got to be a guaranteed winner. This cannot lose.
Well, I don't think you're going to find a guaranteed winner anywhere in Survivor, but that's kind of the name of the game, right?
That is true.
Okay, so first, before I get my pick, I just kind of want to zone a little bit on JP and his, you know, crackpot idea of his guaranteed Survivor wins with picking good quarterbacks against bad teams. I don't think anyone's thought about that yet.
All right.
Didn't you say that?
He's just doing too much stick. We only got a few minutes.
It's a shame he couldn't survive the phone call.
Yeah. Let's go to Mike.
Nice one. The tribe is smoking.
Hey, I lifted this methodology from Chris Stone.
Yeah, you can blame him.
Now. Mike.
Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Mike?
This is my man, Mike.
Right. Mike, yes, the banker.
Mike, we're going to do rubies for happy hour today, all right?
All right. Sounds good to me. All right. I will tell you two quick things. I'm taking the Bengals for sure. The old quote, don't overthink it, stupid. The Bengals are the team without play. And I was in I'm in this thing every year for over 10,000 people get in. It's $50. They take $25 per entry, and they do put it to charity. And I've won two of them in the last 12 years, I think I've been in it.
Wow.
And unfortunately, I've tied it a lot. So my payday has been crap, like $1,700 and $2,200 or something. Two guys that won it bought boats, and they named them last man standing. So you can win the cash, but I've won it with like 100 and some people each year, so I haven't really got the big payday. But I think
it's all about Mike bragging about his exploits.
Well, he's trying to give his bona fides before he gives his pick.
I'm trying to give you some tips. All right. The big thing is the luck is the biggest thing because one year I won it, three teams won in overtime and six teams won in the last possession.
All right, I got it.
So, all right, who do you like?
He said the Bengals. He had said
that
early
on.
Yes, because
a couple of tweets here.
That was a bit.
The first two callers.
No, Mike likes to talk.
No help whatsoever.
Couple of tweets. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio because I put up. Who should we take?
Yeah.
With a couple of suggestions. Cincy for sure. Another person says, pick the team going against New England the first 5 weeks. So that would be Cincy.
Yeah.
And then another person said, easy. Panthers didn't get any better. So there's the Saints play.
Well, that person's wrong.
I think the Panthers did get better.
They
got a whole new coaching staff.
They hired a new head coach. They brought in Deontay Johnson. And they signed like two premier offensive linemen.
Yeah. You don't have that much time. Let's go to Brett. I'm going to give one more last input here from a listener.
All right.
Because we're running out of time.
Yep. Time is short.
Brett,
hey,
what do you think?
How you doing? We're in the circa pool this year also. I called in last year and I got the Junks kiss of death.
Now, this could be subterfuge.
Yeah,
this
is from
okay.
A competitor.
We have to take this with a grain of salt.
Right. Go ahead.
Well, last year we had one entry and we made it to like week 13 or 14. I called in. We had a great conversation. We all agreed we should pick the Steelers, and we died that week.
Oh.
This year we have seven picks, and as I said last year, we're a bunch of data nerds, or at least I am, and everybody's all over the Bengals. So we're going to pick the Bengals two times, the Bills once, probably the Seahawks and the Saints as well.
So you guys are
basically
in for seven grand?
All the games we were talking about.
You guys are in for $7,000?
Thank you. He's on the Saints.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we have seven picks. There's 20 of us who split it. So.
Okay. All right. All right, so hold on. Baller. He said Cincy entries. For two. He said the Seattle for how many?
Seattle for one. The Saints for one.
Bills two.
And the pool that I am in, I'm running five of the picks, and one of my buddies doing the other two. I don't know what they're picking yet. But we're Cincy, Bills, Seahawks, Saints.
Okay.
All right.
You know what? That was a good call.
No, mention the Junks next time you sign up for a Circa Survivor.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
You get a couple free entries.
Nice. All right, thank you, buddy.
Then the broke boys get back to the pool.
They said everyone's on the Bengals.
All right, we have to.
It's
make our pick.
It's a Survivor pool. Let's not mess around. They're the biggest favorite on the board.
I'm willing to go with it. I don't love it, but I like it the most.
The only thing I'm scared
about
is that trend of starting really slow the last couple seasons.
Have. Well, they know. Zach Taylor knows that too. Right. Joe Burrow knows that. So they got to play better.
Yeah, all right, I have my pick.
I'm in with the Bengals.
Bengals are the pick.
I like the Bengals.
I led off with the Bengals, so.
All right, Bengals it is. We're going Bengals. All right. $12 million on the line.
We have a unanimous decision.
Bengals.
Cincinnati.
And if we lose, then I'm never doing this ever again.
Cincy
lose in week one.
Must win this weekend.
It's the ultimate humiliation to lose in week one.
The pick is in.
It will be embarrassing.
Okay, I don't care what anybody says. I know it takes luck. You lose on week one, it's embarrassing.
Correct.
It's the worst.
Just ask us.
Yeah.
Just ask those dopes.
Who are you guys going with?
Do you like the pick?
Who are you guys going with in your kiddie pool?
In the Nub Survivor, we're going with
Broke Boys.
With the Seahawks.
Seahawks are the pick. The Drab Hawks.
Yes. And I didn't push for that. The other guys like
it. Okay. Good.
All right. The Zag.
I like that. I do like it.
Did he mention Seattle in any of those?
Yeah.
He did. Okay.
All right. We're going to hook up caller number 10 right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to score two tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco, It Ain't Right Tour, Saturday, September 28th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale right now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. Need to thank again the Jumbo Lump Crab Cake Company in Manassas. Go to jumbolumpcakes.com to order for your football parties this weekend or throughout the NFL season. And we have to thank our friend Chuck Lee for the swag, for the nice new
Get DAS and Hide Social.
Yeah, these are very nice.
So I think those are our best ones yet.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Raspberry, probably not next week, maybe the week after.
Just text him.
I know, I'm just laying the groundwork.
He'll hook you up.
You gotta do it.
I know, he's a nice guy. I don't like to bother people.
No. Who wants to bother
me? I do like to bother. Once or twice a year.
Once or twice a year. When it comes to golf,
I like to bother people.
Yeah, it's your thing. It's kind of your superpower.
You can also contact our guy, Willie Lutz, over there.
All right. I'm going to talk to him. I don't know Willie, though. Willie Money?
Valdez, what are you doing? What are the plans for watching the Ravens-Chiefs tonight?
On the sofa.
On the sofa.
Just by yourself?
Yeah, just on the sofa.
What time's dinner?
Early.
I'm gonna take
20 of these crab cakes home and eat them during the game.
Are you going to emotionally hedge?
You and EB are going to be battling it out.
I thought the Chiefs are going to win.
So are you gonna
I'm a realistic Ravens fan.
All right, we got to get out of here. We'll see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.